Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chav Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Zayin on the base, six lines from the bottom, Amar Rava. So Rava teaches us, Nishba al Kika, if somebody made a shvua regarding a loaf of bread, that he will not eat that loaf of bread, V'achla, and then he ate that loaf of bread, says Rava, Im Shiyim Imeni Kazayis, if there's still a Kazayis of that loaf remaining, Nishala, he could be made for the neder, he could go to the Rav to have the neder annulled, and therefore, retroactively, the neder is not a valid neder, and therefore, he hasn't violated, he ends up not having violated his neder. However, achla kula, if he ate up the entire loaf, now ein nishala, there's no possibility to be, to know the neder. And the way the Achroinim explained this Gemara, so the Stipler explains this Gemara, the annulment has to have somewhere to be chal, has to be somewhere to be effective on. So as long as the loaf is in the world, then it could be matter, the neder, matter, the shvua. But once this loaf is no longer in the world, so now the shvua has expired. And once the shvua has expired, you can't be made for that shvua anymore. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava l'Ravashi. So Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rava further analyzed the situation. Hechi d'Ami, exactly what is the situation we are discussing about? Ida Amar, if the person who made the shvua said, shvua shloi oichli, made a shvua that he won't eat this loaf. Says the Gemara, so he ate what he has said, that he won't eat anything from this loaf. So ask the Gemara, Kazayis Kama, as soon as he ate the first Kazayis of this loaf, Avdei Lasura, he did an Isser, violating his Shvua, that he said that he won't eat anything from this loaf. And therefore, the fact that afterwards he has the nether annulled should not make a difference, because he already violated the nether. And the way I saw that the Rimigash explains the Gemara's question, of course there will be something accomplished by him being made for the nether, that the rest of the loaf he'll be able to eat. That is indeed something he accomplishes. But on the other hand, he won't accomplish, but what he did already. And the Averi he did, he has done already. So again, Ida Amar, if the shvua that was made was Shloi Oichel, that I'm not going to eat anything from this loaf. So ask the Gemara, Kazayis Kama, as soon as he ate the first Kazayis from that loaf, Avdei Asura, he violated the nether. Vida Amar Loi Achlenu, that he meant to say that he won't eat the entire loaf. My area, why did Rava have to speak about a case where there was a Kazayis left of this loaf? That means, if there's less than a Kazayis left, then Rava would agree we can no longer have the nether annulled. Why? He made a shvur that he's not eating any of the loaf. So filu kolshu, as long as any part of the loaf is still here, nami, because he doesn't violate the shvur until he eats the entire loaf. And since he hasn't yet eaten the entire loaf, he should be able to be nullified in the shvur. Answers the Gemara. Ibai Seimu, we could explain the halacha of Rava when the person said Shloi Oichel, that he won't eat even a part of the loaf. And Ibai Seimu, we could explain this halacha of Rava when he said Shloi Achleno, that he won't eat the entire loaf. And the Gemara explains itself. Ibai Seimu, we could explain that Rava speaking about a case Shloi Oichel, they said a shvua Shloi Oichel, and for every kazayis that he eats from this loaf, he violates the shvua. Still, if he is shoyl on the shvua before the entire loaf is eaten, midat b'hanei l'sheila kayis basra, on what's still here, we understood that the sheila would be effective. And since it's effective on what's still remaining, b'hanei l'sheila nami akzayis kama, it helps on the kazayis that's still left. Because if it's still somewhat effective, it will be effective all the way. If, however, what would be the halacha if the entire loaf was eaten and there's only a part that's less than a kazayis left, then you would not be able to null the shvu anymore. And the reason is because eating less than a kazayis is not considered eating, and therefore it's irrelevant. As say Rabbi Kiva Egan, the Avni Meluim, that our Gemara supports something that we learned on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Ramban on Daf Chaf Aleph said that if a person makes a shvua not to eat, he's not only exempt if he eats from punishment if he eats less than a kazayis, but he's allowed to eat less than a kazayis. And therefore he says, if less than a kazayis of the loaf remains, since the Ramban said the less than a kazayis is nothing, there's nothing to discuss anymore. And therefore they ask, according to the Rambam, who says that even if less than a kazayis remains, because we have Rabbi Yochanan's rule of chatzi shir osam min ha-Torah, and therefore you're not allowed to even eat less than a kazayis, so they ask, according to the Rambam, why does Rava need that only a kazayis is left to be able to still annul the shvua, even if there's less than a kazayis? If the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat in such case less than a kazayis, so then if you have less than a kazayis, there's still something on which that Taurus Nadarim should be effective. Says Rabbi Kivega, that although, as we just said, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chatzi Shir is Osam in Atayra, the reason he holds Chatzi Shir is Osam in Atayra is because Chatzi lets the Rufay. You start with less than a Shir, and it could combine to come to a whole Shir. Says Rabbi Kivega, but if we have a situation, as we just said now, where we only have less than the Shir remaining, and it would never be able, therefore, to come to a situation of chazil tzarufei, because there's nothing left from this loaf left other than this little amount. Even Rav Yochanan would agree that we don't say chatzi shir is asur min ha-Torah. And there we would not, and therefore, in such a case, the Rambam would agree that you could eat less than the shir. The only time and reason the Rambam says that if you made a neder, or shvur, you can't eat less than a shir, is only in a situation where it's chazil tzarufei. But in a situation where it can never be chazil tzarufei, even the Rambam would agree, and even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, we don't say chatzis shir asur min ha-Torah. And therefore, Kivega says, if somebody eats less than a kazayis chametz at the very end of Pesach, and when he eats it, there's no time left to be able to eat the complete shir of a kazayis, it's the last moment of Pesach, Rabbi Yochanan will agree that even though Rabbi Yochanan says chatzi shir is asur min ha-Torah, here we won't say chatzi shir is asur min ha-Torah. Bibai Seima, continues the Gemara, how can we explain that Rav is speaking about a case, shvua shlo yechlena. He made a shvua that he won't eat the entire loaf. Says the Gemara, ishai kazayis, if, and he ate from the loaf, if there's a kazayis left, so that's a significant amount of bread left over, chazil shalu'ala, that we could use it to be shoyl on the shvua. However, v'loy, if there's less than a kazayis left, l'choshev l'chalu'i, it's not considered significant enough that the rav, when he's mounted the nether, is accomplishing anything, and therefore, even though he hasn't really violated the shvua, because he has to eat the entire loaf and he hasn't eaten it, but you can't be shoyl on the shvua at that point. So we're learning now that according to Rava, after somebody violated his shvua, after he did the Aveira, the halachan seems to be that you can no longer retroactively be shoyl on the shvua. That means as long as the shvua has where to be, you can. Once you did the Aveira, we're learning now you can't. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Misha Nadashtay Nazir, so somebody took upon himself two terms of Nazira, so Mana Rishon of Ifshaleh, and he counted the whole first 30 days, and even separated Kabbonis, Ifshaleh Kabbani separated the Kabbonis, one has to designate, and as he finishes the Nazira, Naziris, Vakach Nishal Rishona, and then he has the first term annulled. Also, like Shnia Barishona, the days he kept can be used to cover the second term that he has to. But here we see that even though it's already after the term, he could still have it annulled. Rava says that after you did the Aveira, it's too late to retroactively annul it. And it says, we're speaking about a situation where Shlai Kippur, that he hasn't brought the Kabbonis. The halacha is that after somebody finishes his Naziris, he has to bring an Oyla Shlama Mechatas, and until he brings all those Kabbonis, it's not considered that the Naziris is over. And what the Bryce is teaching us is not only is the Naziris not over, but the days of the Naziris and the Kabbonis that he brought for the designated for the first Naziris are still usable for the second term. For Tanya, but ask the Gemara, there's a Brysa, when it speaks, explaining that Brysa, says that it's speaking about a case of Kippur, that he already did bring the Kabbonis. So how could you say, well, it's because he didn't bring the Kabbonis yet? And that's why the Naziris is not over. This Brysa explicitly says that we're speaking about a case where he has already brought the Kabbonis. Says the Gemara, b'lo gilach. It's talking about a case where he hasn't shaved all his hair from his body. And this price reflects the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, the Omer, Taglachs Makva, that a Nazir is not considered having finished his Naziris until not only does he bring the Kabbonis, he also shaves. And therefore, since he shaved, since he hasn't shaved, the Naziris is not over, and therefore he has the opportunity that to be, still have that Naziris bichal. V'tanya, but ask the Gemara, Gilach, there's another Brysa that says expressly that it's speaking of in a case where he already did cut his hair and he still could reverse the Naziris. And therefore, Rav Ashi approaches this question entirely differently. Are Rav Ashi Naziris Karamis? You're asking a question from Naziris to our Gemara. Me, Garam Lashnish Loitochel. This person took upon himself two terms of Naziris. And when he took upon himself these two terms of Naziris, really both terms were supposed to begin at the same time. This is physically impossible because he already has the first term obligation. But now that he removed that, so now what happened is that the second term immediately began retroactively from when it was supposed to begin. So that means, under normal circumstances, once somebody made a shvua and the shvua is over, you can't reverse that. But here, the shvua is not over. The second shvua began immediately. And since it began immediately, there was something preventing it from actually being effective. As soon as that block is gone, the second one automatically, retroactively becomes effective. But whereas by the Shvua, once you did the Isser, once you did the Aveira, you did the Aveira. Says the Marave Mamafilu Ochle Kula, but Maimah disagrees. The Maimah says that if somebody made a Shvua not to eat a loaf of bread, and he ate the entire loaf, and then he could still Nisholei, he could have it annulled. If he ate this b'shagig, and that the halacha is that if somebody violates his shvu b'shagig, he has to bring carbon oil v'yayrid. Here he didn't yet bring the carbon. As long as he didn't bring the carbon, that means the shvu is still in effect. And since the shvu is still in effect, it can be annulled. Vim b'mezid, if he ate the loaf b'mezid, until he brings them has malchus, the shvu is not considered over, and therefore he still could annul it. Avo kafsu ala amit, if he was put up to be get the malchus, even though he didn't actually get the malchus, says the Gemara, says Amei Maloi, now it's too late to annul the shvua. Why? Because the Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, kafsu ala amit, we learned the Masech the Malchus, that if somebody's chayiv malchus and they put him up by the beam where he's going to get the malchus, and he runs away potter. And why? Because the pasuk when it speaks about malchus says v'niklo achich l'nechob, your brother is embarrassed, and this caused the embarrassment. So we see from Shmuel
that the Chi of Malkus doesn't require actually receiving Malkus. Even if he didn't actually receive the Malkus, he was just prepared to receive the Malkus. That is already halachically considered as if he got the Malkus. And therefore, we're learning that until he gets the Malkus, he could annul the Shvuah. But here, he already got the Malkus. But says the Gemara, v'loihi. That actually is incorrect. Hossam, where did Shmuel say that just getting being put by the beam is considered as if he got the Malkus? Is if he rots. So if he was tied to the beam and then ran away, that created a situation of a nikla chichla necha, of being embarrassed, and it's considered as if he got Malkus. But hocha, he hasn't run anywhere, loy rots. And therefore, it's not considered as if he got Malkus yet. And since it's not considered as if he got Malkus yet, he could still, so the shvu is not over yet, says a Maimer. And since the shvu is not over yet, he could still have it annulled. The halacha is, as we've been learning, the halachas of shvu's bitui. If somebody made a shvu not to eat a certain loaf, and he violated a shvu, that means when he ate the loaf, he forgot that he had made a shvu, he's chayiv a carbon oil of a yoyrit. If he remembered, and he still violated the shvuah, then if he got proper malchus before he violated the shvuah, that means he has a shvuah, he's not going to eat from this bread. And before he ate the bread, he was warned, well, you made a shvuah, you're not going to eat from the bread, then he's going to get malchus for violating the shvuah. Another important point when we speak about shvuah is the Gemara that we just learned on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph, that the Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about a shvua, uses the words l'chol ashiyavata adam b'shvua. And from that pasuk, we learned that a person has to be an adam, that when he makes the shvua, he has to be of sound mind and understanding what he's doing. Otherwise, the shvua is not a shvua. Normally, furthermore, when does a shvua become effective? When he expresses the shvua. But as we're going to be learning quite extensively now, if somebody connected his shvua to a stipulation, he said, I'm not going to be allowed to eat this piece of bread if. So the shvua only becomes effective when he fulfills that stipulation. And therefore says Rava, Amar Rava, Rava says, shvua shloich kikazu. If somebody made a shvua, he's not going to eat a certain loaf of bread, imoichazu, when I eat the other piece of bread. So we have the bread that's the Tanai bread, and we have the bread which is the Tanai bread, and we have the bread which is the Issa bread. There's nothing wrong in this case in eating the Tanai bread. The only thing that happens by eating that Tanai loaf is when you eat that loaf, that when the Shvua gets activated. But And what happens if you ate the Issa loaf before you ate the Tanai loaf? So it turns out that retroactively, you did an Aveira. Because yes, the Issa loaf wasn't Asa to you yet, because you hadn't eaten the Tanai loaf. But when you eat the Issa loaf, and then afterwards you eat the Tanai loaf, retroactively, it turns out that you did a Shvua. Because that's what he meant to say. So therefore says Rava, Ochalas Rishayna B'Shagig, if this person ate the Tanai loaf without remembering that by eating this, he's activating the Issa loaf, Shnia, and then when he eat the second loaf, he ate it B'mezid, he did know that there was a Shvua about this loaf, he's still going to be potter for Malkus, even if he's given Asura before he ate it. Because when he activated the Shvua, which we're saying now that the Shvua is activated when he eats the Tanai loaf, and since at that time he wasn't recognizing the repercussions of what he's doing, so as we said a moment ago, there's a din of Adam B'Shvua, that you only chai for a shvua when you recognize what you're doing. This person is not recognizing what he's doing, and therefore he won't be chayiv. In the next case, he ate the Tanai loaf, a rishona, he ate the Tanai loaf, b'mezid, knowing that by eating this Tanai loaf, what happens is he's activating the Shvuah. But when he ate the Shvuah loaf, he ate it b'shogeg. He didn't realize that there was a Shvuah against him eating it. That's considered a case that he violated the Shvuah b'shogeg. And since it's considered a case where he violated the Shvuah b'shogeg, he's going to be chayiv carbon oil of a yoyrit. But if he ate the Issah loaf first, b'mezid, and then he ate the Tanai loaf b'shogeg, he won't be chayiv a carbon. Because again, what activates the Shvuah? The eating of the Tanai loaf. And since when he ate the Tanai loaf, he didn't realize the repercussions of what he's doing, so therefore the halacha will be that it won't be considered that he violated a Shvuah. What happens if he did this b'mezid? That's a question. Will be chayv carbon, will be chayv malchus. If he ate shneim b'shogeg, if he ate, he didn't realize when he ate the Tanai loaf that he was activating a Shvuah. And then when he ate the Issah loaf, he didn't realize that there was a Shvuah against him that prevents him from eating it. He didn't realize. So this person is certainly potter. Everything here was without conscious understanding of what he's doing, and therefore it's not considered Adam B'Shvuah. And as the Rishonim point out, the halacha that we just learned is obvious. And the only reason it's stated here is only because of the other halachas that are similar cases where the din is not like this. And therefore, shteim b'mezid, if he ate the iser, the tanai loaf, and then the iser loaf, so now we have to see what was the order and what he did it. Ochel tanai, if first he ate the tanai loaf, he ate that loaf knowing the repercussions. And then after eating that loaf, he eats the next loaf that made Asur. So that means that's the real example of a good Shvuah and a Shvuah that was deliberately violated. And the person in such a case will get Malchus, provided that he, of course, got Asra before he ate the second loaf. What happens if Achli Asura? He ate the Issa loaf, and then had the Achla Tanai, and then afterwards he ate the Tanai loaf. So now, retroactively, the loaf that he ate, the Issa loaf, represented a violation of the Shvuah. Will there be Malchus here? Says the Gemara, this is the Machlaikas that we've discussed in our Shurim. The Machlaikas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Because when he ate the Issa loaf, and he was given Hasra, it wasn't a full-fledged Hasra. Because it's only a full-fledged Hasra if he will eat the Tanai loaf. And since he wasn't told that yet, it's a Hasra Sofik. So Laman Da'amar, according to the opinion, Hasra Sofik Shema Hasra, he'll be Chayiv Malchus. Laman Da'amar, Loi Shema Hasra. But according to the opinion that says that Hasra Sofik, so when he ate the Issa loaf and got Hasra, the Asra that he was given cannot be a definitive Asra. We can't say to him that you're certainly doing an Aveira, because we don't know if he's going to eat the Tanai loaf. And if he's not going to eat the Tanai loaf, then when he ate this loaf, he never did anything wrong. And therefore, in such a situation, we, according to the Mandama, that Asra, Safak, Lashma Asra, he won't get Malchus. Now the Gemara continues. Talon Zubazu. He connected these two loaves. Loi Eichel, he said, I won't eat this loaf. Im Eichel Zu, if I eat this loaf. The Loi Eichel Zu, and I won't eat this loaf. Im Eichel Zu. So in this case, till now we've been speaking about two loaves. One loaf we've been identifying as the Tanai loaf, and one loaf we've been identifying as the Issa loaf. Here, both loaves are Tanai loaves, and both loaves are Issa loaves. Eichel Zu. And now he ate one of those loaves. B'zodin atzma b'shogeg es chavartai. He realized when he ate it, he realized that if he's going to eat the other one, this loaf will have become also to him. But he did not remember that this eating this loaf makes the other loaf also to him. And then he ate b'zodin atzma b'shogeg es chavartai. When he ate the second loaf, he remembered that he made a shur that he won't eat it if he eats the other loaf, but he didn't remember that by eating this loaf, the other loaf becomes also to him. Potter, on both of them, he'll be potter. On the first loaf, he'll be potter, because on the first loaf, he'll be potter, even though by eating the second loaf, because even though he ate it b'shagig, because the eating was done, the eating that he ate, because when he ate the first loaf, he was b'shagig. And the second loaf, he's potter, or malchus, even though he knew that he's not allowed to eat it, because when he ate the first loaf, he didn't remember his tanai. And if he doesn't remember his tanai, his shvua is not a shvua. Next case. He ate the first loaf. He didn't remember that he's not allowed to eat it, but he did remember that eating it makes the second loaf also to him. And then he ate the second loaf. Second loaf, he remembered that when he ate the second loaf, he did not remember that he's not allowed to eat it, but he did remember that it activates the isser of eating the first loaf. So he's going to be chayiv for eating the second loaf. Because when he ate the first loaf, he remembered that if he eats it, the second one should become also to him. So that means he understood ha'adam b'shvua. He understood what he was doing. And therefore, since he understood the repercussions of what he's doing, the second loaf became also to him. And now when he eats the second loaf, even though, as we just said, when he ate the second loaf, he did not remember that he was not supposed to eat it, so that's a shagig. But the shvua is a good shvua. And since the shvua is a good shvua, this is considered a situation where he violated the shvua b'shagig, is going to be chayiv a carbon. But for having eaten the first loaf, he won't be chayiv. Because when he ate the first loaf, he did not remember that if he's going to eat the second loaf, the first loaf will become also to him. And therefore, it's not considered that the first loaf ever became usur, because he wasn't adam b'shvua, even though he ate it, because he didn't realize the repercussions of what he's doing when he ate it. Shtein b'shagig, if he ate the first loaf, he didn't realize the repercussions, and he didn't realize the set repercussions by the second loaf, so then it's certainly a situation where it's not adam b'shvua, he's not realizing what he's doing, and he'll be potter. Shtein b'mezit, if he ate both of them, the meza shnei mechayiv. On the eating of the second loaf will be chayiv malchus. When he ate the first loaf, he remembered the shvua and the tanai. And because he remembered the shvua and the tanai, the second loaf became also to him. Once he eats it, remembering that he's not allowed to eat it, that's the perfect example of violating a shvua b'mezit for which there is malchus. But on the first loaf, that only became also to him after he ate the second loaf. So when he ate the first loaf, the hasra that was given to him was a hasra sofik. Because at that point, that first loaf wasn't usur, because he had not yet eaten the second loaf. And therefore, when he was told, don't eat this loaf, because you may eat the second loaf, and eating the second loaf will activate the isra on this loaf that you're about to eat, that's an hasra sofik, which we just mentioned a few moments ago, is machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, if asra sofik shma asra or not. Amar Mary Afanan Nami Tanina, we learned in Masechet Nedarim a Mishnah that corroborates what Rabbi says, that if somebody made a shvua that he connected to a tanai, if he did the tanai and he didn't remember the shvua when he was doing that, the shvua is not effective, because it won't be ha'adam b'shvua. The Mishnah over there discusses a number of types of nedarim that are not really full-fledged nedarim. There's the nidrei's reason. Somebody wants to encourage himself to do what's right. So somebody says, I make you make a neder, you're going to come to my home for a meal. That's called a nidrei's reason. And it's not considered a neder because we don't attach that he really meant to make a neder. All he meant was to encourage him to come. Nidre avoy is something that's said in an exaggeration. Somebody said
that all the fruits in the world should be offered to me if I didn't see the same amount of people, has left Mitzrayim. That's of course not true. And therefore, he just was using an exaggeration. Nidrei Shigogus, if somebody made a mistake by what he said and didn't really realize what he was saying. And Nidrei Einsim, if something happened to a person that prevents him from being able to fulfill his neder. Nidrei Shigogus Ketzer, and the Mishnah explains what's the example of Nidrei Shigogus. If somebody said, Koinim Mechalti V'Shar Sisi, I should not be allowed to eat this food if I ate or drank today. V'Nisgar Sh'och V'Shasa, when, and then he realizes, oh, I did eat and drink today. But when he made the neder, he forgot that he had eaten or drank today. Or if somebody made a neder, she'eni oichel, I'm not going to eat today, she'eni shaisa, or I'm not going to drink today. And if I eat or drink today, this food should become asur. V'shachach, v'och v'shasa, and as he ate these foods, he forgot that the repercussions of what he's saying, that because of that, he'll be also to eat mutter. Or both of these nadarim, the Mishnah over there says, is not a good nether. In the first case, where he connected his nether dependent on something that he did, so when does the nether become a nether? When he expresses the nether. In the second case, it's a nether when the nether only becomes activated when he fulfills the stipulation. In both of these cases, he forgot. So it wasn't the Adam B'Shvua, and therefore, the halacha is that it's not considered a nether. Now, if we think about the second case, where the second case where somebody said that any oichel hayoyim, any shaisa, I'm not going to eat or drink today, and if I do, something should happen. And when he ate or drank, he forgot. It's similar to the case of Rava, the Tanri law, and the Braisa explaining that Mishnah says, K'shem shenidri shkogus mutarim, kach shvu shkogus mutaris. So we see that this example in the Mishnah over there is a case of nidri shkogus, which is exactly the same as the din that Rava describes. And the Mishnah over there, the Braisa over there says that it will not be a valid shvur, as Rava has been teaching us in our shiur today. Says the Gemara, Eifa Tani Shavus Fuus Bei Rabba. Eifa was a Talmud who learned Masechta Shvuos in the yeshiva of Rava. And says the Gemara, Pagaba Avima Achma, Avima his brother met him, and Amalei, and Avimi asked Eifa, somebody made a shvur, he knew he was learning Masechta Shvuos. And he said to him, somebody said, Shvur Shloichalti, Shvur Shloichalti. And he makes a double shvur that he didn't eat today. Mahu, what will be the halacha in such a situation? Amalei, so Eifa responded, Ein Chayav Halachas. And the way the Mefarshim explained this Gemara is that Eifa had heard from his Rebbe that if somebody makes a shvur, in learning Masechta Shvuos in the yeshiva, there's a case that we've learned many times, that if somebody makes a shvur, I'm not going to do something, and then he made the shvur again, the halacha is that the second shvur is not relevant, and it's because ein shvur chal al shvur. And Eifa thought that therefore that's the same when somebody makes a shvur in the past. Shvur shloi shchalti, shvur shloi chalti, he'll only be chayiv once. Says Amalei, so Avimi told his brother Eifa Ishtabisha, Yotz shvur l'sheker. When somebody makes a shvur about the future, so there we have the case, there we have the rule of Ein Issa Chalal Isser. However, when somebody said shvur about the past, every statement that he made is not true. And therefore, every statement is not true, he's chayv for every statement separately. Next case, when somebody said shvur shloichel teisha, somebody says he's not going to eat 9 figs. And then he made a shvur that he's not going to eat 10 figs. And then he ate 10 figs. Mahu, what will be his halacha? Said Eifoi, chayiv akol achas v'achas. He's going to be chayiv a separate shvur. And the reason he made this mistake, explains the Ritva, is because we've learned many times the halacha of Issa Koilu. And since the second shvur encompasses more than the first shvur, That's why the second Shavuot is Chal. And here too, Amalei, Avima tells his brother, Eifer Shtabeshes. Itesh Layachol, if he doesn't eat first the 9 figs in violation of his first Shavuot, Es Layachol. You can't get to 10 without doing 9 first. So even though he said 9 and then 10, the 10 is not Chal, because the 9 already tells us that you can't get the 10 without 9, and therefore only the first Shavuot was effective. Next case, he asked him, if somebody made a Shavuot Shloyechel Eser, that he won't eat 10, but he only ate, and then he made a Shavuot that he won't eat 9, Mahu. So again, Eifer says, and a Chayev Alachas, because his thinking was, that when could the second Shavuot be effective? The second Shavuot could only be effective if it encompasses more. Here it encompasses less. The first Shavuot had 10, and this Shavuot had 9. And therefore he thought that the second Shavuot is entirely not effective. And here too, Avimi tells his brother, Shtabishis, he made a mistake. Esahu de Loyachol, the first Shavuot, his statement was, I'm not going to eat 10. Teishim Yachol, I am allowed to eat 9. But now when he made the second Shavuot, he said, I'm not allowed to even eat 9. And that's why the second Shavuot was effective. But says the Gemara, even though Eifer failed the test, and every question that he was asked he got wrong, Zimnan Mishkach's Law Eifer, there are cases that there is a situation where what Eifer said is correct. Kremar, like what Rava taught us, Dama Rava, if somebody made a Shavuot Shloichel Teina V'Novim, that I'm not going to eat figs and grapes on one day. And then he didn't say anything about figs. And then he made another Shavuot, he made another Shavuot about figs alone. So now the second Shavuot is going to be Chal. Because the first Shavuot was dates and figs, and the second Shavuot is only figs and grapes, and the second Shavuot is only figs. And therefore, when he eats figs, the second Shavuot, he will have violated the second Shavuot. And if afterwards he eats grapes today, he will be over the first Shavuot. V'achol, but what will be the halacha if he ate the figs b'shogeg? V'ifresh carbon, he brings a carbon. V'akach ochel anovim v'chudayu, and then he eats grapes. Then he eats grapes alone. So now he should be chayiv after eating the grapes in the first Shavuot. However, since havalei anovim chatzishir, since he already separated a carbon on that Shavuot of the figs alone, so that Shavuot, as we said at the beginning of the shir, once you separate the carbon, is over. So now that's left is the first Shavuot of grapes and figs. And if he only ate grapes, it's a chatzi shir. V'chatzi shir lo mechayev carbon. Hachanami. If somebody said Shavuot shlo yechel eser, he made a shvu, he won't eat 10 figs. V'chaz ha'me shvu shloichel teisha. V'achel teisha, and he ate the 10, the 9, so he said that he's going to be chai, v'hifrish carbon. V'achach, he eats the siris. Havel a siris chetzishir. Because that shvu was a shvu of all 10. And you only ate one now. And the first shvu is over because you separated a carbon. V'chetzishir. So that means you only ate one out of the 10. Eating one of the 10 is considered a chatzi shir, and when you have a chatzi shir, if you only violated part of the shvuah, then you're not going to be chayiv for the violation of that shvuah.